my name is Diana Gutierrez, and I am a resident of Henry Street. For 3.5 years, I was effectively homeless. What had happened was I had broken up with the boyfriend at the time, and I didn't really have a place to live, and it was hard for me to really find a place that I could afford. I entered a relationship that was very abusive, not really outright physical, but it was a lot more like manipulation, and it kept me in a perpetual state of homelessness, basically. I think he liked the fact that I was homeless because I was almost powerless. You know, it wouldn't have taken much more for me to end up in the shelter system. I applied to Henry Street Settlement, and it took 3 years before I could get an apartment here. And then when I finally was accepted here and I moved in, because I had this place, I could leave him. And basically, I feel like I escaped. So without Henry Street, I think it would have taken me a lot longer to leave him. And so I am grateful and happy in so many ways. I really, really like it. Knowing that I had this place and no one could take it from me, that was wonderful. That was very healing. And that made it possible for me to be creative again and just have that space. And it's not just the external spaces. There's something it has to do with the internal space as well, because now I wasn't using up all my resources, scrambling for a place to stay. I am a crafter and seamstress and fiber artist, I guess, by trade. I was starting to look into starting my own business. I wanted to start out with small accessories, you know, making these items to sell, starting very humbly, you know, just as a little bit of extra pocket money. So that was going to be a start. And I was also going to be teaching workshops prior to COVID. I feel like this is unlike any crisis that we've experienced. For a little while, I was making masks to distribute to some of my neighbors and friends. And prior to COVID, I became a member at a makerspace. They work together with a conglomerate of makerspaces called New York City Makes PPE. I volunteered to start producing face masks, you know, those plastic face shields. So I was part of that team, and we were making thousands and thousands and thousands of these face shields. And that felt very good because it kept me occupied, but also knowing that this is going to healthcare workers, you know, everybody's directly and indirectly impacted in a way you can't look away from. You can't unsee it. You can't ignore it. I feel, or I hope, that, you know, Henry Street Settlement will be like a lighthouse out in the storm.